Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. In my last comment, I spoke about the watchdog group called Judicial Watch and the litigation that they have been involved in with our federal government because of the government's refusal to turn over unclassified documents through the Freedom of Information Act. The second lawsuit is one where Judicial Watch is representing a Dr. Larry Kawa in an action filed against the U.S. Department of Treasury and the Internal Revenue Service. The lawsuit was dismissed after the lower court ruled in favor of IRS, and now Judicial Watch has taken an appeal. Dr. Kawa's orthodontic clinic is a large employer, as defined by Obamacare, and in preparation for the mandated start date of the individual mandate, this clinic spent substantial time and money, including both anticipatory compliance costs and significant opportunity costs, in order to comply with the law. Judicial Watch subjects certain large watches certain large employers to see if tax penalties, if they do not offer affordable minimum essential health insurance. Now the hardship exemption is being granted to millions of Americans to allow them to avoid paying tax penalties for failing to comply with the Obamacare individual mandate. This was a unilateral and significant change that the Obama administration has made in the new health care takeover. The question comes up as to why would the Obama administration offer exemptions to a mandate that was described in his bill as essential to the entire purpose of the health care overhaul. Tom Fitton says that the 11th Circuit will rule in favor of Judicial Watch, and he believes that that's going to happen soon. I leave you with a point to ponder. Do you believe, as I do, that the president's actions exceed his statutory jurisdictional authority and is contrary to constitutional right, power, or privilege, and is otherwise not in accordance with the law? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.